Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're here looking our best for you here at Studio Classroom. It is, it's the weekend. It's Friday. Hey, Carolyn, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Gabe, I was thinking about going shopping and getting some new clothes, but, you know, I don't always like going shopping because I can't find things that I like to wear. So I'm really not sure what to do.
Well, don't you worry, because our lesson today is called Look Your Best, and it includes several tips about what you can do to buy clothes that would make you personally look better. So let's get into this week's first reading on Look Your Best.
Look Your Best. Try these ideas to help you look better in your clothes. Does this make me look fat? We've all heard this question before and have probably asked it ourselves. But why are we so concerned about the clothes we wear? The answer is simple. We want to look our best, so we worry that our clothes don't flatter our bodies. There is good news, though. By wearing the right clothing, you can hide those less than perfect trouble spots.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Joanna. We all like to look our best when we go out. Today's article will be giving us some tips on how to do just that. First, let's take a look at our key words. Concerned. Concerned is an adjective. I'm concerned about Stacy's health. She has been sick for almost 3 weeks. Flatter. Flatter is a verb. Tammy wants to find a haircut that will flatter her face. Hose. Hose is a noun. It is too hot to wear hose during the summer. Spill. Spill is a verb. If you pour the coffee too fast, it might spill over the top of the cup. Your more information words are unbroken. Unbroken is an adjective. Muffin top. Muffin top is a noun. Sounds helpful. Let's learn more.
Well, wearing the right clothes certainly can help us to look our best. And we see at the beginning, you can try these ideas to help you look better in your clothes. If we start at the first line of the reading, it opens with a question. Does this make me look fat? Well, this is a pretty common question. What other questions do people ask you, Gabe?
Oh, what other questions do they ask me? They might say something like, how's my hair? Does this shirt look good on me? But like you said, this is a common question. Does this make me look fat? Are there any other questions that people ask like this, Nathaniel?
Well, I guess they could ask, is this noticeable? Maybe there's a little mark on their face that showed up at some point. Is this noticeable? Can people see this?
That's right. These are all common questions. Our author just gives us one question. It's a very common one at that. Does this make me look fat?
Yeah, and as the reading continues, we've all heard this question before and have probably asked it ourselves. But why are we so concerned about the clothes we wear? Well, that is a good question. Why are we concerned? And we see this first key word here, concerned, and it means to be worried about something or to be thinking about something a lot. Nathaniel, are you concerned about your clothes making you look good?
Well, I do want to look my best. I don't always think about it a lot, but there are times where I definitely pay attention and am concerned about my clothes.
Ah, very good. Well, what are some other things you could be concerned about, Gabe?
Well, when I think about this word, I usually think of people that I might be concerned about or concerned for. I notice you haven't been eating a lot lately. I'm concerned for you. Are you okay? I'm concerned about you. Or, I haven't seen him in days. Where is he? I'm concerned about him. So you can be concerned about a lot of different things.
You can also be concerned about the grades you're getting in your English class. Mm-hmm. That's something you should pay attention to and work hard in.
That's right. Well, you can be concerned about your grades, you can be concerned about other people, or just like our article says, we are so concerned about the clothes we wear. Well, we want to spend some time now in the information cloud. I think Ken and Steve have something to share with us there. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Our lesson today tells us we're all concerned about the clothes we wear. Steve, why don't we review this very simple word, clothes?
Okay, friends, remember, we cannot say I'm wearing five clothes today. We should say, rather, I'm wearing five items or articles of clothing today.
So, Steve, how are clothes and clothing different?
Clothes is countable and clothing is uncountable.
That's right. So we should say there are many clothes. And for clothing, we should use much. You are wearing too much clothing.
Also, clothes is always used in the plural form, like scissors and pants. But we should never put a number in front of it.
That's why we don't say five clothes. Say five items of clothing.
Here's another way to avoid using a number. Just use a lot of. You don't need to bring a lot of clothes.
Right. Or just bring some light clothing. 今天这一课教我们如何穿着打扮，我们不妨来讨论 clothes 跟 clothing 的差别。 clothes 跟 clothing 都是指衣服，但是用法不同。 clothing 是个不可数名词，若是想要问要带多少衣服，必须用 much。 How much clothing should I bring? 若是要数 clothing 的话呢，可以用 item 或 article。 I'm wearing three items of clothing， 我带三件衣服。 clothes 是可数名词，所以要用 many。How many clothes should I bring? 我该带几件衣服？但是 clothes 这个字要注意，它只有复数，并没有单数，而且前面呢不可以加数字，不能够说 I'm wearing six clothes today. 你可以说 I'm wearing a lot of clothes. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud. 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. It is good to know the difference between clothes and clothing. How to use these words? Well, before the info cloud, we had a question. Why are we so concerned about the clothes we wear? Continuing, we read, the answer is simple. The answer is simple. But what does that mean, Nathaniel?
Well, you might think of simple meaning easy, but that's not always true. Simple can also mean not complicated. You could have a simple meal of just some rice, a few vegetables, and some kind of meat. That's simple, not complicated.
That's a simple meal, and there is a difference between easy and simple. Something could be simple, meaning it's easy to understand, but hard to do. It could be not easy to do, but it's simple. You know how to do it. Well, some things are simple, but not always easy. But here, the answer is simple. Why are we so concerned about the clothes we wear, Carolyn?
Well, it is a simple answer. We want to look our best. So we worry that our clothes don't flatter our bodies. And this is very true. And we see this word flatter. What is flatter, Gabe?
Well, that's a very good question. Flatter is a great word, actually. I think of telling something nice to somebody, saying something good, or doing something to make someone else feel really good about themselves. They feel really special about themselves. Carolyn, how would you use that word, flatter?
Oh, well, that was a really great explanation of the word flatter, Gabe, and I see today, Nathaniel's shirt just, it really flatters his eyes.
That's good, Carolina. I see you're flattering us.
Just a little bit, but I am being sincere. I'm saying what is true. You really do look nice in that shirt, Nathaniel.
Well, thank you. Sometimes when we use the word flatter, we might think that someone is not always telling the truth. I might say, your comments do flatter me, but do you really mean that? Sometimes they may be telling the truth, but other times, maybe not.
That's right. And sometimes you see another use or form of this word, flattery, F-L-A-T-T-E-R-Y. That's the noun. And flattery could just be telling other people things to make them feel really good about themselves. It's not necessarily sincere. Sometimes, though, sincerity can take the form of flattery. You can say good things about other people that are true. While we continue, there is good news. There is good news, though.
Good news?
Yeah.
Oh, I love reading good news in the newspaper. Does the newspaper have good news about how we can look our best?
No, Carolyn, that's not what I mean here. Not in the newspaper.
Oh, okay, so maybe you saw it on TV. They had some great news about looking our best.
Oh, no, Carolyn, I think I know what you're thinking about. No, you're thinking about the news on TV or in the newspaper. That's a different kind of news than we're talking about here. And the article says, it says there is good news. That means I have something good I want to share with you. But it's different from the news in the newspaper.
Oh, okay, I see. And the good news is that by wearing the right clothing, you can hide those less than perfect trouble spots.
That's right. You can hide those less than perfect trouble spots. There is good news. And we have some more good news for you right now. We're going to spend some time with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Welcome to the Grammar Gym, friends. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, you can hide those less than perfect trouble spots. Our grammar tip focus is on the phrase less than perfect. This phrase describes trouble spots. So why does the writer mention this phrase? When we're talking about people's trouble spots, it's a topic that people are sensitive about, so we need to be extra careful. Instead of saying not so good, less than perfect sounds more polite. The two mean about the same, but less than perfect just makes the listener feel more comfortable. So next time, when you're talking about a sensitive topic and how it's not so good, try using the phrase less than perfect. You can use less than plus an adjective to describe other things that are not so good. For example, a less than ideal design, or a less than stellar performance, or a less than helpful suggestion. One more reminder. If the phrase appears after the noun it's describing, then you don't need to add hyphens in between the words. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym, and I'll see you again next time. Bye-bye.
Well, Liz is always so helpful at explaining grammar in the Grammar Gym. But let's now go to the Language Lab for some more help from Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们来看 concerned 这个形容词。它原本是 concern, 使关心或使不安这个字的过去分词。当形容词是指担心的或者是挂虑的。后面加上介系词 about, 再加上受词。例如 ,Theo is very concerned about his test results. Theo 很担心自己考试的结果。接下来我们看的是 flatter 这个动词。flatter 本来是指奉承或谄媚，但是在这里呢是指使某人或某个事物看起来比原本更好看。例如 ,the perm really flatters Cindy. 烫过的发型让 Cindy 看起来更漂亮。或者是The picture doesn't flatter Wilma. She looks much younger in person. 这张照片 Wilma 看起来不好看，她本人年轻多了。
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And we're here looking our best for you here at Studio Classroom. It is, it's the weekend. It's Friday. Hey, Carolyn, what are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Gabe, I was thinking about going shopping and getting some new clothes, but, you know, I don't always like going shopping because I can't find things that I like to wear. So I'm really not sure what to do.
Well, don't you worry because our lesson today is called Look Your Best, and it includes several tips about what you can do to buy clothes that would make you personally look better. So let's get into this week's first reading on Look Your Best.
Look Your Best. Problem areas. Short legs. Few people have long legs like a model, but short legs can appear longer. Create an unbroken line by matching your hose to your shoes. Wear black shoes with black hose. By matching them both to the bottom of your dress, you'll create an extra long line. High heels and pointed-toed shoes also make legs look longer. Muffin top. Fat around the middle can spill over your pants, causing a muffin top. Avoid this by staying away from pants that are too tight or too low. Instead, choose pants that fit above your hips and close to your waist.
Well, we have some problem areas here. But wait a minute. Before the break, there was a sentence there, and it used some words, trouble spots. Here we see this title is problem areas. Problem areas and trouble spots? Carolyn, can you help us out? What is the difference between a trouble spot and a problem area?
Well, they are a little bit different. When I think of a problem area, an area is usually a large space.
Yeah, big.
So a big area. And a trouble spot. A spot is very small, just a little spot. So a trouble spot is a small place that is trouble, a problem, and a problem area is a large problem.
Okay, well, can you give us an example of maybe how to use problem area versus trouble spot?
Well, when you're learning English, maybe you have a problem area. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have problems with learning English grammar. It's very complicated. But perhaps you have just a little problem with one structure, and that would be a trouble spot.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so a problem area is general, whereas a trouble spot is smaller. But we can't say a trouble area or a problem spot. Usually we hear these phrases like trouble spot and problem area. Now today we are talking about some problem areas. The first one is short legs. Few people have long legs like a model, and it's true, but short legs can appear longer. Nathaniel, how can short legs appear longer?
Short legs can appear longer by creating an unbroken line by matching your hose to your shoes. Your hose. Carolyn, your hose?
Well, don't worry about this too much, Nathaniel, because women usually wear hose, not men. So you don't have to worry either, Gabe. Yes.
Okay,
take
good.
A deep breath.
Nathaniel, we don't have to worry about wearing hose.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Hose are something that women usually wear when they wear a dress or a skirt, and it helps their legs to look a little bit nicer.
All right. Well, I've heard another word, stocking, S-T-O-C-K-I-N-G. Can you tell us the difference between hose and stockings?
Well, stockings and hose are pretty much the same thing now, but stockings used to mean very long socks. And now hose and stockings are socks or very thin socks that women wear that come all the way up their legs.
All right. Well, I see something very interesting about this word hose. Create an unbroken line by matching your hose. Why doesn't it say your hoses? Does that word never have an S?
No, so hose is both singular and plural.
All right, so hose is always H-O-S-E, even as the plural form. Well, you can match your hose to your shoes. I like that word, match. What else should you match or try to match when you are putting your clothes on? I usually think of matching my belt with my shoes, actually. I think the color of your belt should be the same as the color of your shoes. But what other things can you match?
Well, a lot of women like to match their bag with their shoes.
Okay.
As part of their wardrobe.
Okay, matching your bag with your shoes. Nathaniel, is there anything that you try to keep in mind when you're dressing? Do you try to match something with something else?
No, I really don't care about matching that much. I just kind of put on whatever I want.
Nice. Well, that's good because you don't have to worry about wearing hose. Women have to worry about making sure their hose match their shoes. Well, this is all very interesting, but I don't really understand this. Carolyn, can you help us understand this?
Well, we see in the reading, if you wear black shoes with black hose, by matching both of them to the bottom of your dress, you'll create an extra long line. So if you have black shoes and black hose, you make a long line down your legs, and it helps to make your legs look longer.
All right, so this is all in efforts to make your legs look longer. For those who have short legs, try to match your hose with your shoes, and also try to match your shoes to your dress as well. That way you can create that extra long line that you are looking for. While we continue, high heels and pointed-toed shoes also make legs look longer. High heels, what are those?
Well, high heels are shoes that have a long heel, so they make you a little bit higher and also help to make your legs look longer. Now, Nathaniel, what else can high heels help women do?
Play soccer. They can help women play soccer.
They make you...
No.
Taller?
Taller, yes. Yeah. So high heels can also help women be taller because sometimes you feel a little bit short. So high heels are very good at making your legs longer and making yourself taller.
All right. Well, we see one more problem area here today. It is the muffin top. As we continue, fat around the middle can spill over your pants, causing a muffin top. Now, we see that word there, spill. That means I usually think of water coming out of a cup onto the floor or table. You did it accidentally. It's a spill. You spill something. But this could just mean it's coming out from its boundaries. So the fat can spill over the top of your pants, causing a muffin top. Well, how else can we use that word spill?
You know, it can also be used as a noun. Mm-hmm. Someone needs to clean up this spill, this mess. You can use it that way as well.
All right, you can clean up that mess. I think of oil spills, too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes oil spills into the ocean, causing a lot of damage to the environment. Well, let's continue. Avoid this by staying away from pants that are too tight or too low. Instead, choose pants that fit above your hips and close to your waist. Well, these have all been very good tips. Now let's continue with Michelle at the Language Lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 spill 这个动词。Spill 是指溢出、洒出或者是溅出，是一个不及物动词。例如 milk spilled from the glass, 牛奶从杯子里溢出来。而课文中的 fat around the middle can spill over your pants. The spill over 是指溢出整个范围。所以这句话是指身体中间部分的赘肉会罩住你整个裤头。所以我们来看的这段课文第二句的 avoid this by staying away from pants that are too tight or too low. 这里的 stay away 这个动词片语。Stay away 是指远离或者是避免。后面加上介系词 from 再加上要避免的对象。例如 The doctor advised Alex to stay away from caffeine. 医生要 Alex 远离咖啡因。And let's get back to teachers.
Well, we've talked about different ways that you can look your best with the clothes that you have. You don't need to be concerned anymore about your clothes making you look good because they can flatter your body. We've talked about a couple of problem areas too, and we will have more to learn next time. And Carolyn, I think that you are ready now to go shopping this weekend, aren't you?
Well, these tips were pretty helpful, but I'd really like to learn a little bit more about how I can look my best.
Hey, that's great. Well, you will be here next time, of course. We have more to learn, everybody. Next time here at Studio Classroom. We'll see you then. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Aunt Polly, it isn't fair. Somebody's got to be glad to see Huck.
And so they will. I'm glad to see him, poor motherless thing.
And she was so kind and loving to him that he felt even more uncomfortable than before. It was at breakfast the next day that Aunt Polly said,
"Don't you think, Tom, that you could have let me know earlier that you were alive and well?"
"I'm sure he would have done if he had thought of it,"
Mary said.
"I wish I had thought,"
said Tom.
"But at least I did dream about you."
"Did you, Tom?"
Aunt Polly sounded much happier.
"What did you dream?"
"It was Wednesday night. I dreamt you were sitting over there by the bed, and Sid was sitting by the wood box, and Mary next to him."
"Yes, that's what we always do."
"And I dreamt that Joe Harper's mother was here."
"Yes, she was here. Did you dream any more?"
"Oh, lots. But it isn't very clear now."
"Try to remember, won't you?"